what you do. Later on, switch on TV. They give me the news, they give off truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, he is. Here we are on this Monday night edition of the program, Uncensored Radio Free America, on RBNLive.com. And certainly a lot to talk about, but we have scheduled a guest tonight. Tomorrow night, a real blockbuster again. And tonight we have Mike Collins Piper from the American Free Press publication, also author of several books, and I believe he should be with us momentarily. We got him? Good. Then let's say hello to Mike Collins Piper. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Rick. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing very well. I'm glad to hear you're doing well again, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You've been under the weather, as many have in D.C.
Yeah, well, I think the world's under the weather right now, Rick. You know, I was thinking about that as I was getting ready to come on the air, you know. There's really no good news, and even the good news is bad news in its own way, you know.
Yeah, exactly, right.
Very sad, really. I mean, fortunately, I can still laugh about it because it's gotten so bad that it's almost enough to laugh about, you know.
Right, right. Well, you know, from my perspective, it's all good. Because I like to see things rapidly deteriorate and Judgment Day come upon those forces of evil.
Well, I tell you what, if all things being equal, there's going to be some judgments coming down in a grand jury here in Washington.
That's
on
what
Wednesday.
We're hearing, yeah, right, yeah. On our site here, big news. And, you know, I'm getting a little nervous because when things start closing in on Bush, you know, things start happening.
Well, that's the other aspect of it, too, and it's funny you mention that because... we have some desperate people in very high positions of power, and I wouldn't even pretend to begin to figure out what's really going on with this grand jury and whether it's for real. And but I will make this prediction that it probably won't be as much big news as we're expecting. I have a feeling some small fry will be indicted, but the real criminals are going to get away, as they always do.
Mm-hmm. I suspect you might be on the right path there.
There's a lot of people out there who are crossing their fingers and hoping that Dick Cheney and George Bush are going to get indicted and led down and fingerprinted and arraigned and get their pictures taken with, you know, little chalkboards around their necks. But I don't really think that's going to happen. That's wishful thinking on a lot of people's part.
Yeah. When we come back from the break, though, it's interesting. I've been watching at least the media reportage recently on how the neocons have been reporting about Bush and how they've shown some displeasure with some of his decisions and choices. And I'd like to talk about why that is and what they will gain out of all of this. Because, you know, they haven't lost since day one. These are the shadowy figures behind the little puppets that we see on the stage. And these are the ones, for the most part, that really haven't had their reputations totally tarnished.
They're the real criminals.
Yes, exactly. And you have certainly brought them out in your book, The High Priests of War, and others as well. So when we come back, Mike Collins Piper, the American Free Press, my hero and yours. Get on the line if you got a question, a comment for Mike Piper, 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, we'll be back.
Got a Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using radiofrequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Bright discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
And we are interviewing tonight Michael Collins Piper from the American Free Press. And Mike can tell you personally what he thinks is behind a lot of these stories that we see generated in the so-called mainstream media. And he's been doing a wonderful job of it, by the way, over the years. Now, Mike, I shouldn't go any further before I mention that this story that came out of the American Free Press a week or so ago certainly caught my eye. And that was the story by Richard V. London, Neocon Big Shot Targets You, Mike Collins Piper, and Dr. William Polk. And tell us a little bit about what happened.
Oh, it's kind of interesting, Rick. It's kind of, I'll try to make a long story very short. Basically, back about 2 years ago, I did a story for American Free Press based on a small news item that I had seen in a small circulation but very influential neoconservative newspaper out of New York City called the New York Sun. It's a very hardline pro-Israel newspaper.
Yeah, I've read it.
Yeah, and in that newspaper, they reported that Senator Rick Santorum and Senator Sam Brownback had met with some of the top Jewish organizations in America, and the senators were planning a number of things. Number one, legislation to prohibit federal funding of any universities
mm-hmm.
or colleges where college professors or students were heard to make comments critical of Israel or of U.S. favoritism towards Israel. Now, this was in the name of what they called ideological diversity.
Yes.
Now, I put the spotlight on this, so to speak, mm-hmm. and this story got spread all throughout the academic community here in the United States. And literally throughout the Middle East, throughout the Arab Middle East. Well, Senator Santorum and Senator Brownback, in fact, Senator Brownback wanted to set up some sort of tribunal, basically,
uh-huh.
that would literally put professors on trial. You know, they would have federal hearings to determine if these college professors were, you know, somehow violating these new rules that they were proposing. Now, as I say, this all mm-hmm. came out of a prominent newspaper, which is a very hardline supporter of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also reported on the websites of a website of a group called Hillel, which is like a
mm-hmm.
it's like a pro-Israel group that
yes.
operates on American college campuses.
Right.
Well, once the story got out in the populace, among academics and so forth, Senators Brownback and Santorum and their offices and They said it was an urban legend. They said
mm-hmm.
it was. They alternately called it left wing sources and right wing sources, and they said that the story originated with Holocaust deniers. Well, no, the story originated with the New York Sun. I just gave it widespread circulation
mm-hmm.
outside the small elite group that read the New York Sun. So,
mm-hmm.
in any case, Professor William Polk, who's a very, very well-known American academic. My God, he's taught at Harvard. He's done graduate studies at Oxford. He's been involved in the highest levels of American diplomacy for the last 50 years.
Yes.
He read my story, and then recently on the internet, he repeated details from my story and cited me as a source. Well, lo and behold, a leading neoconservative pro-Israel academic, a professor, his name escapes me at the moment. I guess it was Alexander Yaffe of Penn State University.
Yaffe, yeah.
Yeah, he wrote an article attacking Professor Polk for daring to report this information and to prove how rotten and disruptive and evil Professor Polk is. He cited the fact that Dr. Polk cited me. Now, he didn't say, Mr. Alexander, who is an anthropologist, by the way, not a historian, not a political scientist, not an international relations expert, but he is a fanatic pro-Israel supporter affiliated with JINSA, the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs, which
mm-hmm.
is
mm-hmm.
associated with a number of people suspected of espionage on behalf of Israel.
Right.
Professor Dr. Yaffe attacks Dr. Polk and says, how dare he even cite someone like Michael Collins Piper, because Michael Collins Piper is just really thoroughly rotten. Well, I think that maybe this Mr. Alexander from up there at Penn State University might have a bone to pick with me, because I have a whole chapter in my book, The High Priests of War,
yes, about him
dissecting mm-hmm. some of his imperialist rantings, how his advocacy for the United States to basically rule the world on behalf of the Zionist elite. Now, that's a capsule description of what he says, but essentially that's what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm not going to pull any punches and pretend otherwise, but because that's exactly what he and his neoconservative allies have in mind. But I take it as a great badge of honor, number one, that somebody like Dr. Polk would find my writings worthy of mention. And I also take it as a badge of honor that someone like this Alexander Yaffe would be so determined to try to discredit both Dr. Polk and myself, because you can judge people by their critics, and I'm proud to have someone like Alexander Yaffe as being among my critics, because I know that what Alexander Yaffe represents
mm-hmm.
is something that's totally contrary to traditional American policy. I know that what he represents is a policy that is making America enemies all over the world. And I know that what Dr. Polk and I have written individually over the years, what we have done is to try to fight off these people who are really dragging America down. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's all about.
So he used a little guilt by association
against you,
and he used some name-calling and hoped that would scare off the work that these others were doing, and the I guess even the Library Association and academic groups that were concerned that they would be censured or in some way they would be punished. They would receive punitive sanctions against them because they dared to criticize anything. Anything relating to Israel.
You know, that's
a scary thought.
That's what it's all come down to.
Right,
you know, we always hear about McCarthyism and name calling and so forth. You know, it's kind of funny. I just saw an advertisement for a film that's starring George Clooney, and it's about
George Looney.
We've talked about it. Yeah, it's about Edward R. Murrow and Joseph R. McCarthy and so forth. And in the advertising, they say something along the lines, I have it written down somewhere. It says something about the fact that at one time a government terrorized its own people. Well, that's what's happening today in the United States, that the Bush administration is terrorizing its own people. You know, if our Homeland Security chief, Michael Chertoff, had spent more time, instead of tapping the phones of patriotic Americans whose only crime is criticizing the Bush administration, you know, because of its foreign policy, and if Mr. Chertoff wasn't so busy looking upon American critics of the Bush administration as potential subversives, he might have been able to do more to handle the situation down there in New Orleans, but no, that's not what the agenda of the Bush administration is. We know what the agenda of the Bush administration is. It's been lies, it's been double standards, it's been bullying, and in some respects, people say, "Thank God, it's all going to be over very soon." But I'm just afraid that it's going to be more of the same in some other guise, whether it's a Republican administration or a Democratic administration.
Yeah. We saw that going from Bill Clinton to George Bush. A lot of people, including many liberals who were fed up with his Zionist foreign policy, breathe a sigh of relief, stating, oh, my, at least maybe we'll have a fresh start now in the Middle East. And even Yasser Arafat had his eyes opened before they closed his eyes. And others said, well, maybe this is the beginning of a new dawn, a new era. And, of course, just as Rick Adams had predicted and some others, no, this was just another example of taking that dirty diaper and changing the Velcro, and that's all it was.
That's a good analogy.
Exactly. Changing the Velcro and not the dirty diaper. And that's what we have at George Bush, and the same nameless, faceless people, incidentally, as Joe McCarthy used to refer to them, who were behind the scenes, orchestrating these horrible policies that are taking America down, there are these people who are in control, who seem to always escape, with very seldom any exceptions, escape public scrutiny in the same media that seems to enjoy the same representation that the globalists do in government. So, interesting, isn't it?
You know, I'd like to comment on that because, you know, there was a big brouhaha here for the last...
I see we got a break, Mike. Can you hold it?
Okay, well, I'll wait till
we come back.
All right,
hold that brouhaha because I see the clock ticking, and we're going to take a break quickly so I won't interrupt you in midstream. Our number, though, 800-313-9443 is all you have to do to jump on the line now. Got a question or a comment? Mike Collins Piper, certainly a man after my own heart, as they say, one who knows whereof he speaks and doesn't hesitate to call a spade and tell it like it is. So we will take your calls as the program progresses and welcome you aboard because this is Uncensored Radio Free America. And questions and answers are always welcome here, and we can hopefully handle them for you. All right, then. We will be back with more of Mike Piper and his concerns about America's foreign policy, what is happening to it, and how he himself and others are now being targeted by the neocons. We'll be back. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Ageless Youth Enhancer, all organic, beyond berries. That's the product. Look 5 to 10 years younger. Add 10 years to your life. Have vibrant energy, glowing skin, radiant complexion. You name it, you'll do it. Made up of 15 of the most powerful berries from South America and the Orient, including some of the well-known ones, goji, Asia berries, noni, pomegranate, red raspberry, and many others. The strongest combination of free radical destroyers and powerful antioxidants with an ORAC value of 75,000. There are no preservatives, no pasteurization, none of that. In fact, it's organically grown. Tastes like fresh raspberries, comes in easy-to-use pure powder or 300 capsules. Cut down on your doctor's visits. Get healthy, and get healthy gums and teeth as well. To purchase, call Barbara at 800-543-6606, 800-543-6606, and ask about being a representative yourself.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
We are back now on Uncensored Radio Free America. Paul Revere of Talk Radio, Rick Adams, and Mike Collins Piper. Mike, you were going to express a very important thought. Go right ahead.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you think it's very important, Rick. I think it's important anyway. Now, I was going to say that, over the last year or so, we've heard this big brouhaha over the jailing of New York Times reporter Judith Miller for refusing to give her sources on these stories surrounding the CIA leak. Well, you know, as a writer myself, on the one hand, I have to, you know, take a position and say, well, you know, I sympathize with her desire to keep her sources under wraps. But you know, the big point that people seem to miss, and I'm glad a few people have mentioned this, deservedly so. I'm not the only one to mention it, but I'm going to put it out here, and that's this, that, you know, Judith Miller's real crime against, it is a crime.
Yes.
It's a crime against the American people. It's
sure.
a crime against truth. It's a crime against the American boys and girls, men and women that have died in Iraq, and all the Iraqi people have died. And that's the fact that Judith Miller was nothing less than a propagandist for the Bush administration, for the pro-Israel neoconservatives in the Bush administration, and for the Israelis who were giving her all these lies and disinformation. And that's it. We know it now. We know that it's lies. We know that it's disinformation about the supposed weapons of mass destruction that Saddam Hussein had in Baghdad, aiming to wipe out New York and Los Angeles and Santa Fe and Jacksonville, you know, and, and Palm Beach and, you know, and Beverly Hills. You know, we all know it's a lie. And this is a woman who, through the leading newspaper in America, misled the American people about Saddam Hussein and the so-called weapons of mass destruction. This woman is, as far as I'm concerned, she is a war criminal. And she should be dealt like a war criminal.
Yeah, I didn't really shed any crocodile tears on her behalf, nor did I lose much sleep on her behalf, knowing that she had willingly and knowingly lent herself to a flood of disinformation coming out of Iraq.
She's done it for years. And you know what's really sad about it is she's going to write a jailhouse diary, and that book is going to be on the New York Times bestseller list. It may only sell... You know, it's going to get a lot of publicity. It may only sell, you know, the average nonfiction book, and of course a lot of what's billed as nonfiction is really a lot of fiction, but a lot of people don't know this, but the average nonfiction book in America only sells about 10,000 copies. And it doesn't take more than about 40,000 copies to even get on a New York Times bestseller list. And a lot of those books aren't even bought by the general public. They're bought by libraries and bought in bulk by bookstores. So... She'll make a lot of money off this book, and she'll continue doing what she's doing unless the American people finally rise up and say, we're sick of it all, down with this nonsense, and really, finally take action against these people who are misruling America.
Well, I'm happy to tell you, you know, from the Los Angeles Times itself, in most of the papers across America, a lot of it was filler in the Sunday newspapers, but here is the headline, Black and White and Read by Fewer. Newspapers have lost their readers, and the Internet has grown. Young leaders in particularly, they have lost. The Internet has grown, and now the news business struggles to save jobs in an industry. Well, and I'm sort of like, yippee, you know, I'm clapping my hands on the sidelines here.
I know exactly what you're saying, Rick, but I tell you something. As I expressed to somebody here the other day in a conversation, you know, as horrible as the so-called mainstream press is, full of lies and lies and lies.
Right.
Most people actually get their quote-unquote news from the broadcast media. Unfortunately, not enough people get their news from independent broadcast media like you and Republic Radio and so forth.
Yeah.
But most people get their news from ABC, CBS, NBC, et cetera, ad nauseum, I should say. And I'm sorry to say, probably one of the best things the American people have going for them is the fact that unfortunately most of them don't have a very long attention span and are not capable of sitting down and absorbing all the garbage that does appear in the published media.
But so, on the other hand, though, I have to say, Mike, there is some good news there, too, and that is that even those so-called big networks have lost a tremendous amount of following, a tremendous viewership has left them, and not just in the age category of younger people. People are turned off a lot, I believe, by the bias and the hypocrisy and the sins of omission on the part of the radical media outlets out there, who I think they see as nothing but cheap opportunists. They see them as sensationalizing stories, and we've seen how they've done that to divert attention away from real issues. Not everybody in America is all that dumb, and I think whether it's out of intellect or honesty or curiosity or just plain being fed up, not only are the newspapers losing record numbers, but also these kissing cousins of theirs in the electronic media have indeed lost a tremendous amount. Even Rush Limbaugh has lost in many markets now. People are turning to Republic. People are turning to other networks.
Rush Limbaugh, there's a good example of somebody who's been leading the lemmings over the cliff, I think the term is, you know, for years.
Yes.
And, but, you know, I tell you, you know, just within the last week, well, I guess we have a break coming up.
Yeah, hold that thought, though, on the media. We'll be right back in 3 minutes with Mike Collins Piper right here on RBNLive.com. I'm Rick Adams.
You're are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Right you are, and we are back with Mike Collins Piper, the American Free Press correspondent, author of several books, including The High Priests of War and The New Jerusalem, now his latest book, I believe. And, Mike, you were just going to say when I brought up Rush Limbaugh's famed name, you were going to say something unflattering about him, I believe.
Well, he's just part and parcel of this whole gaggle of geese who've been squawking and flying over our land and misleading people and misdirecting people's attention from the real problems. And, you know, while they're flying over squawking, and Rush is a pretty big goose, you know, as I say, they're flying over and making all this noise and distracting people from the real problems. But thank God, as I say, for independent media like Republic Radio. You know, I like that slogan, you can handle the truth. And that's
right.
That's what's great, because, you see, Republic and a lot of other independent voices like American Free Press and and Wing TV and, the list goes on and on. There's also, you know, a lot of people have differing opinions on different things, but, I mean, for the most part, there is this independent media out there that are trying to give an antidote to all the lies and misinformation that appears in the mainstream press. And, and you know, that's the problem. You know, as I say, so many people do rely on the mainstream press, and And they're good people. They are good people, good Americans, but they just don't realize that they're just getting a daily dose of poison that's not good for the system.
No. And you know, the thing is, with the printed media, we've had several generations now, Mike, of evidence that the editors and publishers have done exactly what you have said. They have lied before the American public. It's one thing to be incompetent, you know, and to be guilty of malfeasance and so forth, but it's another to do what some of these people, like what Howell Raines or whatever his name is there at the New York Times, one of the chief editors who was canned, what they have done with people like Jason Blair, knowing that Jason Blair was making up facts, making up stories and so forth, and trying to work with him because, of course, he was black, you know.
Well,
and we've got to pander to this element because, after all, it's one of our own creation.
You know, Rick, though, I'll tell you something. I even think that whole attention focused on the Jason Blair incident was kind of another distraction, too, because Jason Blair, a liar that he was, he was lying about rather mundane things. Give an example, a rough example of the kind of things he was doing. He was pretending to have interviewed people that actually had been interviewed by other papers, and then he was taking their words and putting them in stories and writing descriptions of places as though he had been there. That's really mundane in comparison to the outright lies and propaganda that this war criminal Judith Miller was putting out there. And you know something? I know there's probably some listeners out there who are saying, he's name calling and he's not being moderate and he shouldn't talk that way. But you know, I'm sorry, Rick. I tell you, at this point in our nation's history, I think it's time that we stop pulling punches. I think it's time that we lay it on the line. You know, what I started to say was, you know, it's kind of funny. In the last week, I've gotten two separate letters. Actually, not even within about 2 days' time, I've gotten letters from two different retired newspaper editors and reporters who worked for the Newhouse gang, the Newhouse family based out of New York, one of the major Zionist media empires in America.
One of the chosen few families.
Huh? Yeah, they're like the 25th richest family in the country and worth like about $14 billion. They have newspapers all over America. They publish Parade, the Sunday supplement, that is one of the biggest propaganda outlets in the entire face of the planet in the English language.
But it makes good lining for the birdcage.
Indeed it does. But I was so honored that these former mainstream journalists, these were fan letters. I don't mean to tout myself here, but these people were writing me and saying, you know, dear Mike, I like the work you're doing, and I know you're right because I've been on the inside of the news business, and you're telling it like it is. So it was more than a fan letter. It was kind of, these letters were letters from people who have the very same concerns that you and I have and that all the listeners of Republic Radio have.
Well, thank God, because that means some of the people in the media still have a soul. Some of the reporters still have an ounce of decency in them, which is very hard to find today, because when I look at people like Tom Brokaw, the late Peter Jennings, and Dan Ratner, and Schieffer, and Eric the Red Severide, and all these people who have, Edward R. Murrow, and all of these so-called bastions of journalistic ethics, when I look at what they've done, not merely to distort or be untruthful in a report, but to sort of give us a substitute for news. That is, to hide the real news, as you pointed out, so that when we go looking, we come away like a person who's gone in an empty restaurant, you know, unsatisfied. The appetite is there, but I haven't been fed.
Well, you know, Rick, I've said this before on your show, and I'll say it again, and I'll probably say it the next time I'm on your show and the time following, assuming you invite me back. But
every time.
I kid you not, and you've heard this before, when I read the Washington Post, now bear in mind, a lot of times the real news does get published, but it gets buried.
Yeah.
And when I read the Washington Post, again, I kid you not, if I see a story that interests me, a news story in the news section, I will read the closing paragraphs first,
right,
then the center part of the story, then the whole story from beginning to end. And most of the time, and I'm not exaggerating here, most of the time, the real substance appears in the bottom of the story.
Oh, that's no question.
And,
it's been the case day one.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, Rick, I didn't mean to interrupt, but what I was going to say, this is more important from the broad national context.
Right. Mm-hmm.
These are news stories that are read by the Washington elite.
Right.
You know, but for the most part, that same story, when it gets reported outside the Beltway, outside mm-hmm. Washington, D.C., that story won't be mm-hmm. any more than one paragraph long.
Right, right.
So that's what we're dealing with here, Rick.
And it is an elite, as you just pointed out so well, Mike. You have people basically speaking to each other as elitists, whether it's in editorial form, whether it's letters and feedback, whether it's stories. They're an elite group that's trying to reach another elite. And that's what it comes down to. The average person could care less about much of the garbage that passes as news today and many of the editorial opinings that come across in the pages of the New York Times, its self-flagellation and so forth. They don't care about that.
You know, there's a wonderful lady, I think she's up in Maine, and I believe she's been a guest on your show, Charlotte Thompson Iserbe.
Yes, Charlotte Iserbe.
Yeah, she wrote a fantastic book that every parent, every grandparent, everybody that has a child in school or grandchildren in school, it's called The Deliberate Dumbing Down of
mm-hmm.
America.
Yep, we interviewed her
about
that. Yeah,
great lady. And, you know, I tell you, that her book is focusing on the educational system, but unfortunately the educational system and the media are so tightly in hand these days that they're virtually indistinguishable. I mean, you have teachers
mm-hmm.
recommending the children in school read Time and Newsweek and U.S. News and World Report and the Washington Post and the New York Times, and basically what they're doing is directing students. They're dumbing them down even further.
That's funny you should say that, because when I was in college and I was on the debate society, forensics, the professor told us not to rely on stories from Time and News because they make up their stories, you know?
Well,
I got a kick out of
must
that.
Must have been a pretty good guy.
Yeah, he was, Professor Joyce. But, you know, I mean, that's the way. You don't want to refer to them. I mean, U.S. News and World Report was given a little more, quote, you know, respectability. But here we go again. We got the same few families running the media in New York. We got the mayor of New York now, who supposedly divested himself of all of his major media holdings. You know, we've got the same family. Now, Rupert Murdoch is supposed to be the great granddaddy of conservatism in the media. And as you know, the Murdochs are invested now in pornography heavily, just as General Motors, which is seeing its stocks take a big dive and its holdings go down. Two big companies, the Murdochs and the GM people, heavily involved satellite pornography, you know. And yet all these dumb conservatives, I call them dumpkins, I'm sorry, they'll come along, isn't that nice what Rupert Murdoch's doing with his post, with his publications and so forth? I said, what? He supports Democrats, he supports Republicans, but they're almost all neocons or phony baloney conservatives or Democratic liberals.
Well, you know, aside from, you know, it's funny about Murdoch, you know, it's very interesting because, you know, everybody loves his Fox News and everything.
Oh, yeah.
All the conservatives. And, you know, I hope our listeners out there, when they hear me using that term conservative in my tone, it sounds like I'm dripping with venom. I'm no liberal, I assure you, but I certainly don't want to be ranked along with these neoconservatives of the Fox News Murdoch stripe. But,
right.
But, you know, it's interesting. Fox News, you know, propagandizes on behalf of the Bush administration and on behalf of the Bush policies and Israel and so forth. But, you turn on Fox television and the shows that are broadcast on Fox, in some respects, are more vulgar and
they
reprehensible.
They are. They have been for a long time, Mike.
Than even on the other networks. I mean, you know, there's a lot of garbage on television.
Look at the movie about Kinsey there, the Kinsey movie they put out. This was Fox Searchlight Pictures, you know? And this was supposed to be the best that they could offer us in entertainment. And, I mean, gosh almighty, you know, when you come right down to it, it's absolutely absurd to think that this has anything to do with moral values and good old-fashioned Americanism. Far be it. Far from it, brother.
Well, the American people are being had. I mean, that's for sure.
Absolutely. But I think, as I said earlier, that some Americans now, at least those that are a little more mature than others, are beginning to look to alternative sources. And, you know, you've seen that with the American Free Press again after the demise of the Spotlight, how it's grown tremendously now as a newspaper in these struggling times for print media. You've seen how the Internet, how our programs here on RBN have just taken off like nobody's business. All alternative talk networks, Internet sites, where they're attracting literally millions of people every day who are questioning 9/11, they're questioning the Bush administration, questioning Congress and whose pocket they're in. They're questioning all of these policies and cover-ups, Waco, which we talked about the other night again. So thank goodness that these opportunities.
That's yes, exactly. Unfortunately, you know, there's a lot of people out there who are putting out, taking advantage of this and putting out a lot of, let's put it this way, well-meaning people who are not discerning enough to be able to. How can I put this without sounding?
Go ahead, Mike.
You know, I've been writing for more than half my life, and I'd like to think I do a good job. And it's very seldom I've ever been corrected. Not because my mistakes haven't gotten by people, just that I think I'm pretty accurate in most of what I write and cite. But the advent of the Internet and the accessibility to the Internet and desktop publishing has made a lot of journalists out of a lot of people who really should instead be fixing cars and painting houses and building buildings and operating on people's brains and feet. And you know what I'm saying?
It's I do.
There's a lot of well-meaning people who've suddenly become journalists who really shouldn't be.
And experts on everything.
And I don't mean that in a condescending way. I mean that I'm just saying that in a way that I'm very concerned about.
You know, there's a lot of money to be made, too, in the Internet. And I'm not naming names either. But there are a lot of little people, and you find them every day, growing, setting up their own sites, and always managing to sell something. Managing to sell this
book. I wish I knew how to do it.
Yeah. I mean, this is why people ask me. I mean, I'm relatively a reclusive here, even though I'm on the radio all the time and do a local television program that has grown tremendously. You know, the fact of the matter is that, for the most part, I don't want anything to do with all this extra labor of doing and keeping up with a website every day when I'm basically rehashing what other people are saying, and they're rehashing what they've read, and it's duplicitous, and it's just over and over again.
Yeah,
it's the
same
thing.
For my own part, I don't ever claim, very seldom do I ever claim to put out anything exclusive or original. And I'm not sure if there really is anything exclusive or original out there. It's just a matter for me of taking material that I see. And this is what I do and what I do best, I think.
Absolutely.
I try to take a look at what other people have written on all sides of the issue and try to synthesize it and put it together in a way to make it understandable to the average person. I have a college degree, but I guess basically the only thing I learned in college was I learned how to type in high school.
Who was it who says I never let my education interfere with my learning?
Yeah, I learned how to type, and I look back very fondly upon my very nice typing teacher and the nice girl that sat next to me in typing class. In fact, her daughter's now married to my nephew, so she taught me how to type.
Well, isn't that nice, huh, Mike?
That's right.
Excellent. Well, the fact of the matter is, we were referring earlier to the fact that when we see people like Jason Blair come and go, and, you know, it was relatively innocuous in itself because the stories were not important. But then you go back to the 80s and you look at the two reporters for the Times who were caught red-handed joining the guerrillas, the communists in El Salvador, and basically publishing their propaganda for them. You look at the Cook affair with the Washington Post. You go back to Herbert Matthews in the 50s telling us how good Castro was and how wonderful Cuba would be under communism and the Eisenhower administration working with that nonsense. And then you go back to Walter Duranty in the 20s being told to go to the Soviet Union, essentially to paint a false picture. And you know, there's a pattern there. Before you know it, you start seeing a pattern of dishonesty and corruption. And you know, it makes you laugh through all of this. You say, the media are telling us how we've got so much corruption in Washington and politicians will do this and say that. But who watches the media? Who watches them?
You see, this is the problem. The media controls America.
Right, right.
The media control. You know, it's funny, Rick, as you were talking, you know, I think back to, I tend to accumulate paperwork, unfortunately.
Yes, yes.
I was going through some paperwork here the other day, and I found a little essay that I had written for what they called a Voice of Democracy contest when I was in high school, and I won a $25 or $50 savings bond.
All right.
And you know how I won it? I'm absolutely convinced of it. My little essay said that America should look toward Israel as a model for what is great. Now, of course,
no
Rick,
wonder you won it.
Yeah, see, Rick, I didn't believe a word I wrote, but see, I figured if I said something nice about Israel in my essay, that the people who were judging it would say, oh, that's wonderful, and give me a $25 or $50.
Well, you could have done better, though. You could have said something bad about America at the same time you were praising Israel, right? All right, stay where you are. Mike Piper, Rick Adams, we'll be right back. Join in.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Uri International, that's the name. Put the good health and nutrition back in your food with 30 years of research in organic farming and importing powerful organic berries from South America and the Orient. This is an exciting nutrition buying club with a 50% fast cash bonus paid weekly for sharing these exceptional organic products with friends and family. No additives, no preservatives, no pasteurization, coming right from the farm to you. Take it from me, Rick Adams. These products will change the health of your body and your life with the highest quality, tremendous value, low prices, and a great opportunity for you to make that extra money you need. Over 35 live products, free website, training, and leads. This is the company you've been waiting for. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Call Barbara right now, 1-800-543-6606. That's 1-800-543-6606, Uri International.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
The New World Order thought.
thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, we're back with author and columnist Michael Collins Piper. Mike, somebody couldn't stay on the line. Somebody had a question about your newest book. What is it, The New Jerusalem?
Yes.
Is that the title?
Yes.
And about what in the world possessed you to write that book? Was it because of the religious overtones within the Israeli government, or was it because of the fact that in America today we have the religious community of Christians working with the Zionists over there? Was it more?
Well, that's kind of a difficult question, but I guess the bottom line, first of all, for those who don't know about my book, this caller may be aware of it. The thesis, the book is entitled The New Jerusalem, Zionist Power in America.
Right.
And what it is although there are some introductory essays, the core of the book is an assembly of very diverse quotations, direct quotations, only edited for space, not for to change the content of it, but taken from pro-Israel and largely Jewish sources, defining the widespread extent of pro-Zionist influence, not just in the media, but throughout corporate America, throughout cultural institutions, throughout the educational community, and as I say, directly from pro-Israel sources. So it can't be accused of being, these are not pro-Nazi sources or anti-Semitic sources. But the reason why I feel this is important to address directly and without hesitation is the fact that if you read Jewish newspapers on a regular basis, and I mean newspapers circulated for the American Jewish community.
Which I do.
Yes, these newspapers very directly brag about the extent of Jewish influence and power in America. And why is that significant? It is significant because this strong Jewish influence, this hardline pro-Israel influence, has directed the course of American foreign policy to the point that we are now in this no-win, this needless no-win war in Iraq that has brought America so many enemies worldwide. And if we cannot address the influences that brought us to where we are today, then we might as well just turn off the radio and turn off our computers and sit back and let them do whatever they want to us. But I'm not about to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the New Jerusalem is all about. That's what my book, The New Jerusalem, is all about. Because my feeling now is, and I go into this at some length in the book, my feeling now is that the international Zionist powers, although they have this fond, fuzzy feeling for the state of Israel, they realize that Israel doesn't have the weapons or the military might or the financial influence to advance the Zionist agenda worldwide. But if they can use their clout and their influence in the United States, they can and have made America their New Jerusalem and are using the United States for their agenda, but not for the American agenda. And
good.
Yeah,
good
that's
points.
What it's all about.
Good points, and I think that's a good, satisfying answer to the caller. We've got others on the line, so, Mike, I assume you can stay because I'm just warming up.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm warming up with you, brother. You are so interesting and fascinating.
I'd like to make one more point, real quickly here. We started off talking about this grand jury, and they've talked about the possibility that that Karl Rove, the president's so-called brain, will be indicted, good. If he gets indicted, good, because I want to see somebody in that administration suffer for what they've done to the American people. But the scary part about it is I'm seeing now that that this guy Ken Mellman, who's the Republican National Chairman, will be named as his replacement.
Yes, even more scary. Good point. We'll be right back. Hour number two coming up, Uncensored Radio Free America. Michael Collins Piper and Rick Adams, you'll be next.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. and they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.